So I'm with Jackie Roth on our fourth or fifth week of doing this, and the winds of change have really settled in. In fact, they're blowing your pieces of paper all over the place in this little rural writer's retreat. And it's kind of stirred things up for you as well, Jackie, hasn't it? You've just done some dream writing and in a bid to flush out some of those kind of down writer feelings. Tell us a little bit what happened on the page for you just a moment ago.
Well, I think this week and what's shown on the pages, I've suffered a bit of a crisis of confidence. I went and had a look in the bookshops at other people's children's books, and it was very difficult when I saw the standard of everybody's work. But writing it down now, I've just written that you can't judge yourself against other people, and I have to remember why I'm doing this. I'm not doing it to have a successful children's book published. I'm doing it for my own children, and so therefore it doesn't really matter how good or bad I think it is compared to others' work. And I know that's one thing you've kind of taught us, Gilly, is, you know, don't look at other people's work and don't judge yourself against it, although it's hard not to at times.
Mm. But at the same time, you know, we do operate this support group, and I know that a lot of the other dream writers in the group have been sending each other examples of their work and been really clear about helping each other kind of get the best out of each other. Have you been doing that?
Yeah, I have sent my work to one of the dream writers, and she has been very positive, particularly about one of the stories, which did help a lot. And I have to say, it was lovely to meet up again with everybody last week. And the decision that we've made to carry on just once a month to support each other, I think is a really, really good idea, because I know that I will need that. And yes, I think maybe what's happening is I'm not actually receiving other people's work, so I'm not really seeing what they're doing. Because unfortunately my partner has a crisis of confidence herself, as you well know, and she doesn't like showing her stuff, so maybe I need to find another partner.
Well then, what a great partner to have. You can really support each other in your crisis of confidence, because of course every writer has a crisis of confidence. You know, the idea that you can produce a piece of writing that comes from your most innermost soul and that you're going to be absolutely fine about showing that, of course they're going to be dips. We're going to be doing something later in the week with the poet Ros Barber, which I know a lot of the dream writers are coming to, and you're going to be coming to. Maybe that completely different form of writing might be able to stir some new thinking. And after the break, we're going to hear a little bit of your own poetry so far, and then maybe we can catch up next week on the Ros Barber story.
That'd be fabulous, yes. And I'm really looking forward to Wednesday and meeting Ros again. What an inspiration that woman is.